My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, when cornered on being a scammer, Davin's scammer Agnes wants to start their relationship all over again, which they do. So listen and enjoy.
Can we put everything behind us, she says. Can we start a new relationship?
No, she says that.
Mm-hmm. I go, how would we do that? And by the way, she goes, let's forget about everything. Let's begin like this is the first time we ever met. Okay, let's give it a shot. You go first. And there's some small talk. By the way, this is the third reboot with this bitch.
Yes.
Because there was the first one where I came on too strong and chased her.
Yes.
There was the second one which led to the 5-month thing. And then here we are again. Imaginary me is very interesting and hard to get rid of.
Agnes 3.0.
Yes, that's what it is. I'll play these rain door games. She goes, all right, let's forget everything and let's begin. Like it was the first time we met. Small talk. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I go, all right, let's give it a shot. Well, I ended up here. She's telling me about Ghana. I asked her how she got into Ghana. Well, I ended up here with my late husband. What do you do for a living? This is from the script. Comedian. How about you? I help an orphanage home, but I will stop soon. What do you do for fun? Talk on the internet to pretty strangers. What about you? I go, I love singing, swimming, and being with my kid.
Wait, you guys started from the beginning?
We're starting over.
Hmm. And you're just...
We're rebooting.
Okay.
We're rebooting.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but if somebody I was quote-unquote dating or has some kind of bizarre relationship with for 5 months said, okay, let's start over again. What's your favorite color? I'd be like, oh, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, but I got a show to write.
Go ahead.
I go, do you have a good singing voice? She goes, I think you got to hear it to judge me. I go, how can I do that? She goes, don't know. I go, besides, I don't like to judge people. An old friend of mine told me it was not very nice. She goes, oh, really? Then I think the person is right. I go, maybe. She's a bit crazy, so who knows? She laughs out loud. Tell me anything you want me to know about you. I am coming out of a hard relationship of 5 months. I loved her a lot, but I guess it was not meant to be. What about you? She goes, I am coming out of a hard relationship of 5 months ago, and that man does not try to understand me. He is getting me problems mixed up with his, and it was really hard for both of us. That happens sometimes, I said. What are you looking for in a man? She goes, I'm looking for someone who will love me for who I am. I am looking for someone who will not judge me or get his needs mixed up with mine. I am looking for someone who wants to be with me no matter who I am or what I am. I need a sincere and honest love. I go, I need somebody who is honest with me to a fault. I need somebody to take my feelings into consideration. I need somebody who is self-reliant and self-sufficient.
Oh.
I want to be in love I want to be in love, and when I am in love with them, I want to think that they are the best person in the world. It would never hurt me. She goes, that's nice. I think I'm looking for that, too. Let me steal this for the next one, asshole. I go, I'll let you know if I can think of somebody.
No, you didn't.
She goes, oh, okay. She goes, tell me what turns you off. I go, you go first. She goes, when I am being judged compared to someone else, played for a fool when my partner does not care about me. I go, I understand. I hate to be lied to, too. I hate being made to feel guilty. I hate to put on the spot for things. I hate whiners and beggars. I hate when the person I love disappears for a week or so at a time without letting me know. When I love somebody, I worry about them.
I love how this turned into, instead of saying what you like about people or don't like about people, they're all veiled barbs at what the other one did.
No. No, not passive.
Oh, yes, they are.
Not passive aggressive.
Oh, totally. No. This is totally.
No.
This is the passive aggressive Olympics right now.
She goes, well, for me, I am in a cafe. My ex-boyfriend bought a laptop and a PSP for me and my son, but we never ever met. I don't have a computer, so I have to go to the cafe.
What?
And when I don't have the money, I can't come online. I go, he must have loved you a lot to buy those things for you.
You're talking about each other like you're the... Oh, God.
We're starting over.
I know, but it's bizarre.
It certainly is. She goes, yeah, but I was not able to get money to go to cafe to talk to him. So that we meet when he was in Ghana. He thought I did not want to meet him, but actually I did not have the money to come online and talk to him.
What?
I go, that is a shame. Sometimes love does not work out. Trust me, I know. She goes, yeah. So how long is your divorce is going to take? Because I told her I was going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Not sure. It's complicated. At one time, I was fighting to get a lot of my money. Now it does not seem to matter. I've been poor before, and I can be poor again. Money used to seem important to me. She goes, well, don't worry. Apart from being a comedian, don't you think you could do any profession? Can't you do any other profession? Don't you have a degree? I do, but I love comedy. Do you have other ways to make money besides the orphanage? She goes, I lost my certificates for work. I am useless now. Like, I don't think you're useless.
Yeah,
I found it useless for you. That's how she goes, that's how I feel after breaking up with my ex. I understand that feeling completely. She goes, if I have to start a new relationship, my partner has to understand me. My kid makes me to think and stupid and do crazy things sometimes. He's too demanding, and his father's family wants to take him away. Yeah, sounds rough. I was going through hard times, and my ex was also asking me so many questions. Didn't know what to do. I'm not even going to do the evening one. We're just going to finish the afternoon. We're not going to do the evening.
Okay, but this is just bizarre. You're both talking about each other in the third person. My ex. You're talking to me. You're talking about me.
No. We're starting over. We just met. No.
God, this is weird.
Isn't it? You like the twist?
I find it hard that anyone, male, female, scammer, not, would agree to the charade.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Something to do. It's something to the bright spot of the day.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
I go, honesty is always the best policy. If one tells the truth from the beginning, then the answers are always easy. My ex lied to me a lot. My soon-to-be ex-wife just wanted me for my money. I don't know if I can trust women anymore. She goes, did you ever think she was only for money? I go, my wife? She goes, she might be in need of it badly because of her kids. I go, how do you know if my ex-girlfriend has kids? She goes, I don't know. Maybe, she might have. I go, nah. She was a single girl who was an exotic dancer. She goes, oh, really? I go, nah, not really. Well, maybe. She was so mysterious at times, I often felt like I was talking to several people at once.
Oh, that's good.
She goes, she might be that because of that is something going on around her. Yeah, like the other guy. Hey, let me get a turn. Maybe she was not having a good time at home, and when she comes to talk to you, for you to say sweet things to her, you rather turn her down. I go, nah, that wasn't it. You seem like a nice girl. I don't think you would have liked her. She started sweet, but then would always beg for my money. Even when I told her I was working on it, it was always about the money. It was a real turnoff.
Wow.
See, I know where I'm going.
Oh, my God.
She goes, oh, so you don't think you would go back and help to show her you really loved her? I go, nah, we broke up. It was not meant to be. She goes, so you won't help her either? Let her know you still cared for her?
You heartless bastard.
I go, why do you care about my ex? Do you know her?
Small world.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.